The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting his eyes up to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me and that I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you love me. Father, they are my gift, they are your gift to me. I wish that they were and I am always, I wish that they were and I am always may be with me, that I may see the glory you gave me, because you loved me even before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father Rickey.
Boys and girls, how many of you have seen the movie Lilo and Stitch before? Yeah? How many of you saw the new one that just came out? Did any of you go see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah.
You have to say, you can put your hands down though, okay? I have to say, I went to see it, and I'm the biggest Disney critic you'll ever meet, and I really liked the movie. And you know why I like the movie? Who knows what the word ohana means at Lilo and Stitch? You remember?
I know.
Okay.
Family.
And what's important about family? That they never get left behind. And in the gospel today, Jesus loves us so much that as he's getting ready to go back to his Father in heaven, he's praying for all of us. Because he loves us and he's reminding us that we are never left behind for a moment. And one of the ways that Jesus shows his love to each other is through all of us. So how we treat each other as a class and how we adults love each other and we're there for each other and patient, that's how we know that the love of Jesus is alive and well. So boys and girls, do you have people in your life that love you? Yes, and I hope you have people in your life that you love as well. And we're all so blessed to have family and friends that we deeply love. So as Jesus was leaving to go to heaven, he was praying for those he loved. So let's do that right now. Let's just bow our heads and let's think of everybody in our life that we love, everybody that's there for us in the good and the difficult moments, and let's ask Jesus to bless them as he blessed us while he was going up to heaven.